Our God is the Ancient of Days. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing he hasn't seen, heard, or done before. And nothing we do surprises him. Nothing we can do can separate us from him. I was looking, because I'm only going to talk briefly so that we get some time at the end just to fellowship together. In Exodus 28:41, I was reading where it says, "Thou shalt anoint them and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office." And then Aaron was anointed and clothed. He was consecrated, sanctified, which means he was set apart as holy. And often when we look at the past in our own lives, and then we look at what God's word says about us, because that is from the Old Testament, but it applies for us today, that God can take our life and he can change us. And that, an example, that at any point in life that we're all going to fall. And hopefully we do as Josie's just done, get straight back up and be happy to move on. But sometimes we get caught up in things. Sometimes our lives are not as they should be. Sometimes our heart attitude is not as it should be. Sometimes we just don't feel well, and life isn't going as we would prefer it to go. But you know, it's the same God of the Old Testament that says, "Thou shalt anoint them and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office." He's talking about David, but he's also talking to us. Because we're not expected to just sit in church and that's it. We come in, do our bit and go away again. God wants to use us. He wants to use us in church. He wants to use us out of church. Sometimes those that are being used in church, people look at and think, "Oh, I want to be like that." And often the people that are being used in church look at those being used on the outside and think, "Well, I would like to be like that." But you take what God gives you and work with God, and he uses what blessings are within you that he knows that he can touch others with. And what we have to remember is that we can't escape the past. Some of us may have done stuff, may have thought stuff, may have seen stuff that isn't good. But we have to give that over to God. And when God sets you free, you are free. Whether your feelings at the time don't match what God's word says, God's word is always true. And sometimes your feelings will say, "You haven't changed, this hasn't changed, that's no better." And sometimes it's actually real that circumstances don't change around you. But if you trust in the word of God and say that this is what my future is going to be, this is the promises of God for my life, then you can hang on to that. And no matter what you get thrown into or dragged through, or what others put on you, or even what you get caught up in yourself, you can still stand firm and say, "I am set free. And that my God wants to use me and he wants to anoint me." Yeah. That you're not here just to be entertained on a Sunday. Each and every person, from the youngest to the oldest, is useful and God is wanting to use you. But the truth is, we do struggle. And in Romans 7, verse 18 to 24, if you read it for yourselves, in chapter 7, I should have said, Paul relates his own struggles with sin. And he's known conflict between the new nature and the old. It's where he's talking about what he is in the now and then what he was. And he's got conflict there because God had done something in his life, completely transformed him, but he had a time where he was giving himself a hard time because he kept looking to what he was. And it's not until he moves across into the fact that he can let go of those things and move into what God's promises are and God's changes are in his life, that he can move on from that and be fully used. And I think that we probably all know that feeling of knowing what's happened in the past and not wanting that to affect us and hold us back from the future. But Romans 8 has a wonderful promise for us. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." I'm going to read it again because I met somebody just this week that was putting themselves down. It's not here this morning, but putting himself down over where they'd been in life, and they were still give themselves a tough time over that. But it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, if God says that you've been set free from the law of sin and death, you're set free. Memories and accusations and others might point the finger that knew before, but it can't change the truth of God's word, that you have become a different person. You're transformed. I looked up the word aliothereo, and it means to liberate, to acquit, to set free, to deliver. And it's a word that Jesus used when he was setting believers free from sin. And it's quite powerful, I think. I know, because it's happened to me. I've been set free from stuff. It means that you're liberated, you're acquitted. This is, you've been took to court and accused, and they've said, no, there's nothing. You've been set free, and you've been delivered. And I've been delivered from lots of things. And I rejoice in God that that is true, that when Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. Because the reason that God wants to remind us, I think, now, because I puzzled over bringing this, and I thought, actually, it's the last service of the year. But God wants to remind us that we're here for a purpose, and that we can all have an anointing, and that's what his plan and purpose is for us. Sometimes we go along the route, as I've said, of getting things wrong. Samson got things wrong. He just indulged in his own thoughts and desires. So he lost out on a lot of things that God had planned for him. But the enemy does attack and will attack us in our weaknesses. And he will put to use our weak points unless we give it over to God and allow him to change it into his strength. God is victorious. In him, we can be a victor. See, we're not victorious over our sins and we're not victorious over our situations. It's God that is the victor. So you can feel a complete failure. I feel it all the time. But I can say, God is my victor, and I can stand in him and the knowledge of his truth. And we become victorious because God's victorious life is within us. We can all have an anointing. An anointed means simply to be set aside by God for a specific purpose. Anointing is when God is able to use us in those areas he desires to move in the things he has set us aside for. It is when God is able to move in us and out of us. It's no good having an anointing that just makes you feel good. If it's not working for other people and they're not being blessed and you're not giving it out, that anointing isn't truly an anointing, it's just a good feeling. And so we have to be careful of when we get good feelings and think, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to evangelize, I'm going to have healing meetings. And if you have a good feeling, it's just a good feeling. Maybe pray with somebody about that, but you need the anointing for God to work through you and to be enabled to work that out in your life. Because it could be that it's for the future. So that's not to put anybody else that has a feeling that they might be. I had thoughts that I think this is what God's wanting me. Further down the line, some of them, I can't remember which ones, but some of them weren't right because I was very focused on the thing that I thought God would use me in, and he has. So I'm thankful that I was focused on that. But if we say we have Jesus in us, and if you're born again and you say that Jesus is alive and well within you, then we can identify with him. And that makes it all a whole lot easier, because if we're only identifying with ourselves, and I've done this, and I can't do this, and this is not all right for me, and that's not okay, we don't succeed in the same way that we should do. But if we can identify with Jesus, who has achieved everything we ever need him to achieve for us, we can change our mindset. Where we failed, we're no longer failures, because we're going to succeed. Where it hasn't worked, it's going to be working. And if you change your mindset, then you change your personality. And when you change your personality, you begin to behave and react in the way that God wants you to. Jesus is still moving today in the power of his Holy Spirit, and we can move in the power of that anointing as we allow God to move when he so desires. That's the other thing. It has to be when God wants to use you. If you've ever been somewhere and I'm sure you have, where God moved in an amazing way and he filled you up with faith and you thought, this is wonderful, this is great. And then it doesn't happen again for a long, long time. But if they're God's moments, somebody I knew used to call, Mark's mum used to call them God spots. And that for that moment in time, it's a God spot. And it's so amazing that you want that God spot to be everywhere, but it's up to God where he puts a God spot. And something is highlighted in somebody's life or something happens miraculously. It's God's decision when and where that happens. But if you don't get that all the time, it doesn't mean to say you're not useful to God, because you still are. But he will enhance what you've got at particular times, and it will be miraculously different, and it will be a God spot. But Jesus is still moving today by the power of his Holy Spirit, and we can move in the power of that anointing as we allow God to move when he so desires. In the Old Testament times, when Aaron was anointed, the oil ran over him, and it was a prophetic act with a visible outcome. They saw the oil running down Aaron. And it's something I think we often get asked for prayer, come to the front for prayer. And we can be reluctant to do that. And I've grown into sometimes a reluctancy and think, well, I'll wait till the end. But obviously when you're singing over there, you do wait till the end. And God's fine with that. But if I was sat there and think, I'll just wait till after, it's not quite the same. Because when the person at the front says, come for prayer if you want it, that's when the anointing's flowing, that's when they can feel it. They don't just say it as a, we'll throw out and all, you know, come up for prayer. They can pray for you anytime. When people are at the front and they say, come for prayer, there's an anointing that they're already beginning to feel. And it's good to respond to that. I can give testimony that my life has changed dramatically. But if I felt God's prompting, and I learned to get up and get prayed for, whatever I felt like, or whatever I felt like after. Sometimes you feel great, sometimes you don't feel so good. But if God's moving, it's good to get in there and let God move in your life. And it doesn't matter what age you are either, guys. The anointing is God's, and it's given to Jesus and poured out to us. Jesus had the anointing, which is poured into us from Jesus, and by the power of his Holy Spirit, the anointing always remains God's. If you've got the Holy Spirit, then what God anoints you for and what he uses remains his. Because if you try to make it your own, you lose it or you tarnish it, and it's not as effective. And if, like Samson, we indulge in areas outside of God's boundaries, our outcome will be God's second plan for our lives. Because God doesn't give up on you. He's got a plan for your life. If you mess up purposefully and continue to keep doing that and keep doing that, well, then it's plan B. Plan A never changes. But unless you're walking truthfully with God and in the right place, then it's plan B. It can be great still. You have people that are on plan B and they're doing great. But, you know, we all know somebody that has missed plan A. And that's how it should be. That's brilliant. She's got the sheep from the nativity and riding it along. And what we have to remember is that the anointing is always God's, and he gives it and he can take it away whenever he desires. So we need to treasure that and to respect that. And I would just say that and we're using dirty clothes as an example of our lives that need changing. If you take off your dirty clothes and get into the river of life and start walking, if Jesus is in it, you can't sink. Because sometimes change is a really difficult thing. Everybody's known you as you are, you've been a certain person, you've reacted certain ways, and to change can be a bit scary sometimes. But if Jesus is in it, you can't sink, because underneath are the everlasting arms. And that's one of the verses that I was prompted, I had this on my fridge, and I looked at it again recently, and it says, It's the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And God granted him what he requested. And that is probably one of the most amazing prayers that you will read answered in the Bible. And that is key to all of us. That if you seek God's face for something, you can ask God to bless you. You can ask God for an abundant blessing. You can ask him to, it says he territory, but we're more familiar with the term boundaries. That if you ask God to increase your boundaries, that the boundaries are moved out and that your territory is enlarged, that his hand would be with you, and that he would keep you from evil, keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain, God will grant the answer. Because sometimes we need to remember that we need to ask God to keep us from causing pain in other people's lives. We can become a stumbling block for somebody else, sometimes through being negative, a lot of the time through being positive, that we're too quick to jump in and help somebody when actually they need to go through the tough times. And so we need to ask God not to cause us to be a stumbling block, whether that be as a negative or a positive, because sometimes the positive can cause a lot of damage for Christians. And I'm going to stop here so that we can have some time to chat and fellowship. But it was an odd thing to talk about today, but it's the last service of this year. And I just think that we need to perhaps spend some time. We're going to sing a couple of songs, and through those songs that we spend some time just giving to God the stuff that we know that we need to get rid of. And you do it this year and start afresh. Because next year God can do new things in you. Okay, darling? Yeah, that's okay. We need God to bless us and use us. It's no good just to come and want to be blessed. We want God to use us. And I'm not putting down anybody that's going through a tough time, because as I came out this morning, I grabbed this off my fridge. And it says, when hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me, and I will not be afraid. And I put that on my fridge where I walk past it so many times a day, and I look at that. And I thank God that when I was hard-pressed, when I'm going through hard times, and when I cried out to him, that he's brought me into a spacious place, and that he is with me, and I don't have to be afraid. And he can do that for each and every person here, whatever you're going through. If you're hard-pressed, if life's tough, if things are challenging, then you can ask God, and he will take you into a spacious place and work with you and help you. And I'm just going to ask the guys to put some music on now. We're going to sing, and if you don't want to sing and just want to chill, that's fine.